Welcome to the Trophies and Medals podcast, where we discuss sports, fashion, music, and entertainment. Where trophies are temporary and medals are forever. What side are you on?
Welcome back to the Trophies and Metal Podcast, your boy Batman with the Uptide Crew. We got Jimmy Robichaux, Tony Love, and Ty King in the building. What's good, fellas? What?
My name changed.
What the hell? What the hell is this? Explain, sir.
Because I'm a pimp, nigga. Jimmy own asses. Oh my God. We back, fuckers.
Oh man. Anyway, plenty to talk about this week. NFL draft, NBA playoffs, dummy NBA draft, as well as some hip hop shit, R&B turn hip hop shit as well. But first thing first, let's talk about this NFL draft and do a sanity check. Saints fans, how y'all feel about y'all y'all draft?
Solid. For what you had, solid. I'm good.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Can't get no simpler than that, y'all. Right. Like, yo.
But I think after the first round, just the rest of the draft was just very underwhelming. So,
yeah.
Okay, I remember him. Yeah, okay.
I feel like all teams felt that way. I think all teams felt that way with this particular draft.
Yeah, it wasn't one where you was gonna. It was deep talent. There's a lot of names up top, but after that, it was just kind of. Now it's gonna be. I mean, I think it's gonna be good players that eventually turn out, but it's not somebody that you're. You know.
What I need to happen though. That Batman and Robin meme, when he's slapping the fuck out of Robin, I need every Saints fan to think Spencer Rattler is going to be the savior for the city to be bitch slapped the fuck out. Like,
wait, is people saying that?
Like, they literally out here talking like, well, give him some time, let him develop. He can be something. This motherfucker couldn't even start at his own. He had to transfer to get playing time too.
Right.
All
right. Hey, I didn't see that. Oh, Lord. Right. Okay. I was not aware of that. All
right.
But guess what, though? They look at it as this better than Carr, and we just rather take a chance on anything else better than Carr.
Because look, they're putting the meme up, right? Spencer Rattler in the middle, Chris Olave on his right, Alvin Kamara on his left. I'm like,
I did see that.
You know what?
You're talking about the future.
Yeah.
Right.
But one thing, Kamara ain't going to be there in the long term.
Look, that was my thing. First of all, I'm talking about that. Kamara got about another 2 years before he either piece the fuck out or y'all cut him.
Right. But then you got to put this, they thinking about the Baker Mayfield foolery too. And that's what they thinking. And that's like very asinine to think. But that looks like that's the level they are on.
Here's the thing though, again. Baker actually started at Oklahoma. Spencer ran out of Oklahoma by somebody who eventually transferred to USC anyway.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. No doubt. Which is garbage. Garbage on top of garbage. So, but, you know, I don't know what to say on that. You know, I'm sorry, but I'm wishing ill wills on your boy in Chicago to the fullest because I feel like Justin Fields didn't get his proper due.
But that ain't Kaylee.
I'm so sad with him anyway. So I could wish he had wheels on him anyway. So I don't give a fuck because I don't see it in him. He went where the fuck he at? Where he went to? Pack what?
Hey, you heard that man?
and got a Heisman, man.
That bastard.
And what school again? To USC. What quarterback for USC did anything in a hot minute anyway?
Let's see. Palmer. Palmer did some good.
How long ago was that too?
I'm sorry. The question was, who did some good out of SC?
Yeah, 20 years ago, nigga. Nigga, 20 years ago.
And that was 10 years ago, man. What you talking about?
Nigga, that nigga been out the league for already 5 years. What are we talking about?
That's what I'm talking about. Stand on business. Stand on business.
The question was, give me a quarterback who did good out of SC. I thought I answered the question. Why are you disqualifying
I said 20 years. You gonna say 10 years. I'm like, that's still almost.
Yes, he was in the NFC Championship, 2015 NFC Championship.
Okay, that's 10 years ago. And then remember now he was in USC, and then he was already in the league almost 6 years when that happened. So it's 20, almost
but 20. But the point is, the quarterback did come, a good quarterback come out of USC. That's what I'm...
Okay, well, guess what? If you want to be like, I still said it.
I answered your question.
And you said in the wheelhouse, it was in, no doubt. I get it.
But now, still, I treat him as a hot style.
Yes, thank you.
I get it. Yeah, guess what, though? And guess what? I'm just glad he's in Chicago and nowhere near me, so I don't care. I just think he's gonna be God. So, if he get up being better than what I think, I can retract his statement later. I can give that, but I don't see it. I just think he's gonna be garbage.
Oh, Rodney P.
Damn.
Nigga, really? We gonna go 30 years ago? Gotcha.
NFC Championship. Does that help
your case? Detroit Lions. Help your case, nigga. That's 30 Look. Years ago, nigga. That help your case.
Hey, damn that, Holly Robinson Pete.
That's what I'm about to say. I know Holly Robinson. I know Rodney Pete because of Holly Robinson.
Hey, yeah, so see, well, that didn't help your case, but that's what I'm trying to tell you, man. Like, I'm just saying.
But I answered your question, sir. Good quarterback out of USC. Okay.
This is what happened when we took a couple of weeks off. It just built up.
Hey, man, if you're going to hold a lighter to that and feel positive about that, no doubt. I respect it, though. I can respect it, but guess what? I still wish ill will on Chicago at the end of the day.
As a Saints fan, I can tell you what I am scared of, though. I am scared of Michael Penix Jr. That I am worried about.
Wow. So let's talk about that. Tony Love, I want to hear your point of view of the pick. Like, you like, fuck it, it's the Falcons or?
Yeah, I was not surprised.
Oh,
I was
no.
Not surprised.
Oh, no. It's still a foul cunt. It's still a foul cunt move. But
I'm not afraid of Michael Penix Jr. because what Michael Penix Jr. is showing you, he does good against a good defensive line. Average to below average. Yeah, he's gonna do good, but he didn't face a defensive line all until that championship game.
Did he not do good, or did his offensive line not do good?
I say both. I mean, when you don't have that offensive line, how good are you?
But it's kind of hard to throw the ball.
What's your question, Floyd or Kyle?
Trash. And Trophies in Middle podcast, we don't smoke unforeign objects live on screen or whatever. You know, if you want to see that type of foolery, go to Flight 88, 89, 2001. Yeah, that's where we see that kind of foolery at. But here in Trophies in Middle podcast, we keep it nice and clean and drug free.
All I hear is all in, all in, all in, all in, all in.
Yeah, exactly. We don't, yeah, we are. Hey. You can't talk right now because we already know where y'all stand for next year. But we ain't even worried about y'all right now.
Look, clearly obvious, right? Clearly obvious. This is good. You are slipping for Shador. Like,
right? Yeah. Hey, due to non-disclosure agreements or whatever, I can't talk such things. Y'all carry on.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, you're not. Yeah, we speaking. I didn't say nothing as is. Somebody else helped us out. But we know how y'all playing for next season.
Hey, I never said who. I just think you're just making it obvious.
Yeah.
Okay. No defense. So, I mean, technically, if you talk about 3 years from now, you know, maybe we could talk about something. But as of right now, I think he might actually go to another team.
Who that?
Oh, nah. Michael Pettis? No, he ain't going nowhere else. No, he ain't going nowhere else. They give Kirk Cousins 2 years, and then they're going to get rid of him and then be prepared to go and give that to your boy. That's why they planning that shit.
I think personally, Kirk Cousins might actually have some type of success, and then they might just. Oh.
Nah, ain't not that long. Not for long term sake, but he'll sit down a lot longer.
Even if he does, because the idea right now isn't for them to be bad, right? They don't want, because like you said, he don't want to be in the top 10 anymore. All they want to do now that part is get kind of weapons and security for Penix when Kittle's, when calling his boy Kerry Kittle. Jesus Christ. Shout Cousins. Out to one of what's
Cousins. Cousins. Yeah, Cousins.
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, Cousins. Yeah.
Good. Kirk Cousins is there. Like once he leaves, that's it. Penix takes over, and he hits the ground running with a whole new, totally brand new offense, high powered offense, and a nice defense. Can't ask anything else. And he's still on the contract.
Right, exactly. Because look, remember now, you got him for 4 years before he has to renegotiate. You know, the contract got to be renegotiated. Cousins did a 4-year deal, so it's like it works out perfectly in the bigger picture.
Because they can pick up that 5th-year option.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a perfect situation in a bigger picture.
And I think Kirk is only guaranteed those first 2 years.
First two years. Well, exactly. The first 2 years are going to hurt. The third year, I think, is like he guaranteed another 10 or whatever. But
that ain't nothing.
Yeah, that's the gut.
School snacks. Yeah.
So it's set up perfectly. And then, look, you got a rookie. Well, you got a wide receiver year two. Running back going in year two, and your tight end going in year three. Situation is settled perfectly, honestly, in the bigger picture.
And that's it. The rest of the team is trash.
Oh, and that's why they can rebuild in that time.
In the 2 years. That's like I said. Yeah, he's exactly. Not picking the top 10 no more, so he's not looking for a quarterback no more.
But the problem is,
build up the offensive line.
There's no team in NFC South that's overwhelming anyway, so you can
kind right.
of. Exactly.
Kind of slow roll your way
you still,
through.
Yeah, you're still relevant. You're still irrelevant. Guess what? Then you get, if let's say you stay, okay, in the same slot, like y'all always in the middle of the pack. If Atlanta in the middle of the pack, they keep adding people and it's not hurting their pockets. Instead of being that top 10, top 5, you don't want that hurting your pockets.
You still got Tampa, New Orleans, and Carolina that's going to make noise.
Oh, Carolina ain't shit. Carolina ain't New Orleans. Shit, though, we don't give nobody gives a fuck about Carolina no more.
Tampa is really your only competition, truthfully.
Right. Yeah. Well, no, I'm going to say Atlanta. I mean, it's like this.
No, I'm saying for Atlanta. I'm saying for Atlanta.
Atlanta. Yeah, Tampa exactly. is the only competition they have. Tampa and New Orleans maybe, but
well, New Orleans because it's a rivalry, so that
right. Yeah.
That makes it bigger.
So, yeah, but Carolina's is not even an option right now. They're concerned at all.
But Tampa had to let a lot of their talent go on defense.
Yep.
So, it's going to be a struggle across the board for the NFC South.
Hey, Tampa's still your best option. That's how low the bar is. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Even with their losses, they're still the best team in the South at this point.
I will say this, the Saints are doing the right thing. They're rebuilding in the right direction.
Oh, they had a talent.
Atlanta and New Orleans are the only two building for the future. I feel like Carolina.
The Panthers don't have nothing to build with. They didn't give away all their picks.
Exactly. They're going to be screwed for the next 3 years because of how much they gave up, which I'm glad. I remember the Raiders was thinking about moving up to go get your boy from LSU, and I'm glad they didn't give up the whole world for that. It just ain't worth it in the bigger picture.
Well, my prayer is Derek Carr gets hurt. He's taking in the new guy.
He said damn, the prayer.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, prayer. Nigga, it's guaranteed.
This game shakes me or breaks me. I hope it makes me a better man.
That's not very Christian-like of you, sir.
Hey, what you got in your hand? What you got in your hand?
What I got in my hand?
Yeah.
I have an herb that was grown. God put this here for me.
Me and you.
Thank you, sir.
What y'all think about Marvin Harrison going to Mighty Mouse with the Cardinals? You think they'll get him to shake back?
Chuck it football?
No.
No, I don't think Mighty Mouse is part of the future.
Is that he in the future? So no. Yeah. No. We already know this is gonna be a transition.
I think Mighty Mouse was probably excited, and the coach was like, Yeah, man. We did a good pick. You ain't gonna be here.
When is contract up? That last extension.
When yours to Arizona next year?
No, they gave him the extension. Remember, they gave
Mike. Yeah, they gave him an extension. Yeah.
But when so is that? Is that next year?
He got like three more. No, he got three more years on that. I think he got three on that extension.
Hey, Arizona, Atlanta just drafted who now? After giving one quarterback guaranteed $100 million. Hey, Quinn Ewers.
My Titans. We just went the boring route. Offensive lineman, defensive lineman. Got a green wave, got Tulane in the building again at wide receiver.
Oh.
Jackson. That's Will Cousin too, FYI.
Yeah. I saw that. One last thing about the Saints too, because I need people to understand something, because they talk about, oh my God, we took another offensive. This is the first year ever the Saints have drafted a lineman in the first round, and I said, yes. Cool. Dude. You got one offensive lineman has no cartilage left in his knee. Like, at all. Cubs is bone on bone at this point. You let two go in free agency. Another one retired. You got, Pete and McCoy.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Bro. Yes. I'd be cool if their first two picks was offensive lineman. I'd have been all right with that.
Again, I pray that Derek Carr gets hurt. And, you know, besides the other kid.
Hey, bro. Derek Carr gets hurt. Who comes in?
He got a nasty old line name, too, for Waka.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He just sound like he going to fuck somebody up.
I'm still 50-50 on my Raiders. I still think.
Oh, y'all wanted Penny. Y'all was waiting for that to fall, bro.
That shit hurt, nigga.
Y'all Denver,
but it wasn't worth trading up. It wasn't the right thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It was better played.
Yeah, we did right by not. I'm glad that we did not try to move up for any of these quarterbacks. I feel like none of them were worthy of us moving from 13 up. No, it wasn't worth it. If they fell in our lap, great. Did we get the right tight end? We got the best available player, no doubt. Like, we got the best tight end, yeah, no doubt. You know, I ain't gonna lie. As much as I'm like scared to say this, but your boy Minshew might fuck around here and be a true Raider.
Oh yeah, y'all love him.
Yeah, he fits. He fits our criteria.
Y'all gonna win six games, but y'all gonna love him.
Oh, I think a little more than that. This is a crazy part. I think he might do a little more than that.
He remind me of a snake, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he low key might fuck around here and be our guy. And then we don't that's think a good he's call. Our guy.
Nigga, that is a good call, too, boy.
Yeah. Like, he the fits snake. Demeanor. Everything about him fits the demeanor of the Raiders. Just the ignorance, the arrogance.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I was like, okay, so now getting, even though we got your boy last, it was, what was that last year, 2 years ago? Tight end.
O'Connell.
I can't lie, yo. I'm sorry, man. Like, this generation, this is one of them generational tight end type kids. Like, he's a freak of nature. Like,
he can put you on your ass, he can burn you.
Right.
Run some gadget plays for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you talk to me like with him and Devontae Adams, like if this is our 1-2 combo,
that's a damn good 1-2 combo.
Yeah.
I can work with that. I can't lie. I can work with that at the end of the day. Still ain't got no running game is suspect, but going in the right direction.
How bad the Patriots gonna fuck up Drake May?
We'll see, man. It's a new regime, man.
I'm gonna tell you this. That you know what? He's gonna be successful just off the strength of it. I filed his brothers off.
His whole family athletes.
Yeah, they are disrespectful. When the one brother called him a bitch, that was like, okay. He's gonna be all right.
They did the remake of the Michigan Fab Five clip.
Yeah. Right, but he put an extra twist in it and just say, oh yeah, he a bitch. I say, yo. You know what? He gonna be all right because you got one brother look in your eyes and call you that. You know y'all.
Or, Or will Joe Milton step up and take a spot?
Right. That would be crazy. That would be crazy. That would be the reverse Kirk Cousins RG3 situation.
Yeah.
That would
be crazy. Here's the thing. That's not going to happen.
Not in New England.
That's what I'm about to say. Because there were people talking about New England trading up to get Jaden Daniels. Let me tell you, that wasn't going to happen. No. There was no fucking way. You are not going to walk in Boston with a black head coach and a black quarterback?
I mean, well, Jacoby Brissett is number one, is QB1 at this time.
But they already know him. Come That's on, the difference, come though. On,
Come on,
Jacob. 1 year. 1 year. You
really think I'm good? Look, literally.
Didn't Chicago do that to somebody? Who Chicago signed the free agency and it was like you QB1? Andy Dalton. When they drive the Fields.
Jacoby Brissett might as well have a fucking gun belt and a fucking 10-gallon hat on right now. He is literally a gun for hire, bro. He is a mercenary. That's it. Come do this for a little bit. And then, you know, when this other guy ready, then we're going to get you, you know, you can go back to, you know, making your money on the bench. But you're going to be good, though.
Two black QBs on staff, man. It's a possibility.
Oh, it can happen. But we're not going to will it to happen, right? If it organically happened, hey, it's out of my hands.
But you know what? They need this though. Cause look what they got to deal with Boston right now. You got Tatum and fucking Brown. Like they got a room for like for
truth. That's what I'm saying.
And now, like the crew, like it's humbling. Doing that Massachusetts area a lot right now. They get humbled. Like it's a new day. Get your Bear Bryant on, goddamn it. Get your Bear Bryant on.
And look, while we still talking about Boston, right now the. These views do not reflect the Flight 742 podcast, but there's not a T ads on the Red Sox, right? So ain't too many white boys on the Red Sox that you can really point out no more, right? Like it's pretty dumb, exactly. You know. It's pretty
very
South
Spanish. It's very Central America right cool, now. You know?
Ain't much left in Boston, Porzingis.
and you got lucky with Paul Diggins, you know, low key, like you know.
Hey, what y'all think about Sean Payton and his arrogance of drafting Bo Nix?
Here's the thing. Oh, I'm glad you brought that up too. We need to have this conversation at some point in time. What quarterback did Sean Payton develop? Because he's supposed to be this quarterback guru, right?
Take Kerry and Kerry Collins and Drew Brees.
But Drew Brees was Drew Brees before he got here.
But he was Drew Brees even at San Diego.
You talking about Kerry Collins with the Giants?
Yeah.
Even Kerry Collins. He was
Kerry Collins went to the AFC Championship. I mean, the AFC Championship was the Panthers. So it wasn't like he was completely garbage. He just had a rebirth with the Giants. And he had another rebirth with the Titans. So it can't just be Sean
said,
Payton.
Like you said. Sean Payton, we never seen Sean Payton develop a quarterback. It's what we're saying at the end
of the day. He got them paid.
Great. He got them paid. And he got the most out of Drew Brees for sure. Like it was just a perfect chemistry with them two.
Yeah, I mean, Drew Brees was just a Pro Bowler and now he's all time great.
Yeah, but that's still different.
I would say Sean Payton
drafting.
Even in that argument though, bro. Even what you just said. He was just a Pro Bowler.
Okay, right? Bobby Abel was a Pro Bowler.
But what I'm saying is he wasn't garbage. Now here's the thing.
Right. Okay, Bobby Hebert was a Pro Bowler.
What I'm saying is
Alex Smith was a Pro Bowler.
Does he have the Sean
Chris Payton Chandler
have a quarterback friendly offense? Or does he develop these quarterbacks? That's what I'm saying.
It's
quarterback friendly.
No, it's a system. It's a system. It's a dumb system that he practiced with limited D-ball threats. So as long as you can play in his system, you'll prosper. But he doesn't necessarily develop.
Yeah, because Drew didn't have no arm no more. Yeah, yeah.
Quick thinking and accuracy. That's all you have to have. But he doesn't develop that, right? That's not a – that's an instinct thing.
Yeah, but that where Bo Mix might fit perfectly though. He kind of falls.
But yeah. Here's the thing, even then,
yeah.
Bo Nix is 27 years old.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Don't develop it. Like, I didn't say develop. I just say fit the system.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah, I just don't want this to be, if Bo Nix is successful, it's like, look at what Sean Pete does with quarterbacks. Like, slow down.
This is a grown ass man
over here, bro.
Right. He's basically the same age as Drew Brees would have been. And this was like the same age as Drew Brees was.
This dude played against Justin Herbert. Like, let's keep it in perspective here, bro.
Yeah, Justin Herbert
in college.
And Justin, he going into his fourth year.
Right.
So, is it the fifth year? Shit. And,
yeah, he already got extended.
Yeah, he got extended. So, yeah, this ain't going into his fifth year. So, yeah. Nah. And, yeah, so no. But, again, like you said, but.
I'm not saying he can't run an offense. By no means am I saying that. What I'm saying is, what quarterback did he take, like, raw clay?
Yeah.
I'm going to mold you into this great quarterback. Nah, bro.
But I give him, he was there with Marshall Faulk at San Diego State.
Skill position, like I said earlier.
Yeah.
He helps get the ball to skilled players and make them, you know, the best.
Oh, he's going to play to his strength. That's what I will say to that. He will take his ego definitely. Out of it, and unlike fucking people like, you know, Jeff Fisher, when you have a quarterback, you play to his strengths, as opposed to saying, this is my offense, you going to work in my offense, and if you can't, you're going to get the fuck out. Nah, let's see what you can do and see what I can scheme up with the best thing you can do.
Let me show you what I can do.
Right. Again, they legitimately had people out here yelling Taysom Hill for QB1. Like, this is how Sean Payton had the food, right?
Right.
Yeah. He'll get you paid.
The next starting quarterback is in the building.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How about last thing I want to talk about with the draft? Any draft scenes, people, draft parties, house, you know, shout out to Keon Coleman. And his future Macy's sponsorship. Any funny shit that y'all seen at the draft parties in the background?
The mama pushing the white girl. I did see that.
Well, that's from a couple of years ago.
No,
that was another one this year.
She was sitting on the end and trying to reach over the.
Mama was boxing out.
No, the African. That's the African family.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you. Yeah, it did kind of. Okay, I was wondering why they were showing that, but now I got it.
Couldn't even get a pat on the leg.
Look,
yeah, she was trying her hardest too, boy.
Mama put that Dennis Rodman butter on.
What you doing? What you doing?
Get right.
Your ass.
Looking like Big Mama's right. House.
Get your mind right. You're going to take a step back here.
The Brock Bowers lackluster celebration.
After
being on the phone with y'all, I didn't see that. So guess some people can't go back to Vegas.
Yeah, I thought the concern too. Like, I was like, this don't look good. This don't look good. Like, I know they weren't happy about that, though, because they're like, I get it.
Dude, I'm in Gamblers Anonymous already.
Uncle Tony got calling me.
Yeah. I felt that same energy, like, wait, somebody ain't happy and they family about this and he feels uncomfortable. Like, that's what I saw too, though. Like,
you could just come to road games. How about that?
Something didn't add up, though. You're right, though. It didn't sit well with me neither when he was drafted, because I see no kind of excitement. No, that I was like, he ain't happy to come here. But he could change. I think if Max talks to him, it'll change his demeanor a little bit, because you talk to Max. Max will bring you in and make you understand the bigger picture.
If Max seemed comfortable, so.
Yeah, if Max comfortable, he can get you comfortable. You played at Georgia for the last fucking three seasons. You know niggas all day. So, will be interesting.
But shout out to CeeDee Lamb, if you know, you know. Draft day.
I would like to say, it's not like I'm, you know, Negro Domus or nothing. But I did say on the same podcast, watch. you're gonna fuck around and Patrick Mahomes gonna get a fire ass receiver.
Oh shit! This draft.
Oh, he threw over 6,000 yards this season. Mark it here. Mark it here.
This motherfucker went got the fastest receiver in the damn draft.
Yeah, I saw that show.
I was
like, fuck it.
I said, bro, there's too many people talking about quarterbacks and offensive linemen. Ain't nobody talking about no hot, outside of the five, the top.
The initial. Four, whatever. Yeah.
And it's still fire after that. Oh, yeah. And they don't really need nothing else but a receiver, right? So. All
right.
Travis Kelce numbers about to go back up.
Bruh.
Yeah, man,
like, the middle of the field will be wide open.
They, you know what? They looked at Baltimore like, yeah, say, now what, niggas? Y'all think y'all gonna run us out?
I seize your dollar. And I raise you $2.
Literally take the top off, right?
Exactly.
Titties is out, nigga. The titties is out.
Like, damn, yo. We already tripping about how, like you said, Baltimore is gonna run the damn ball down your throat, damn pause. But it's like, shit. You just came back and touche a nigga like, yeah, we good.
Yeah.
Like, everybody went from offense for the first 20 picks. Is it, oh, thank you. No receivers was picked this late. Oh, thank you. We appreciate you.
Because you would figure he would have snuck into the first round with the 40 time. Somebody would have reached and got him, but hey,
to get him in a second, to get him in a second though is like highly disrespectful.
But good call. You was right. You called it.
Yeah, fuck KC though. At the end of the day.
Yeah. The Dallas Chiefs.
Spoken like a Raiders fan.
he true to the heart.
Let's take it to Mahomes. Let's just say that. Let's start that too.
All right, welcome back. Let's switch over to basketball, but let's start with the ladies. Ladies first. I know we was out a couple of weeks, but a couple of things with the WNBA draft. I think by far the most coverage I've seen for the WNBA draft. Which is a good sign, for one. And then two, when we've been saying WNBA ain't paying these motherfuckers, what you thought Caitlin Clark was going to get? They thought that shit was going to be different for her? They was just going to give her $5 million a year?
Again, the God told her it's going to be a rude awakening when she gets to the WNBA in all facets. Like, yes, that includes what you was making in Iowa on the NIL check, a lot different than the
That's why that Ice Cube thing wasn't a bad idea.
No, it was a bad idea.
Why you said that?
A bad idea for her image, yes.
Why?
Because she's not going to go play in that nigga league. What's wrong with you, This nice, good, wholesome ass white girl, you gonna put her in the one with them niggas in their body and with their nigga sweat rubbing all against her?
Old ass niggas at that.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's facts.
Big hairy ass body.
He wants Stack Jackson to guard her?
Smelling like sativa in Hennessy.
Yeah, it would have been very bad. Yeah, that would have been very bad. If you were looking at that, the bigger picture.
She failing drug tests on contact. Literally.
Not America's sweetheart, no indeed.
They probably told her, you know, no thanks. I played a live TV. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Ooh, shots fired.
I mean, that's a legit call to it, though. Like, yeah, that's not
he lying.
I mean, she not my no shit before. Like, my shit is live. Like, we ain't no tape delay.
We need facts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thought it was a trash can, but yeah, that shit. That's a good point. Don't want to degrade her image.
Yeah, nah. Because Nigga. When they said when I found out who had the number one pick, I was like, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That was a perfect, I was like, it was a perfect situation. It was a perfect storm.
And,
look, like,
and I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know shit about the Indiana WNBA franchise, but just the simple fact that it's in Indiana, that told me all I needed to know.
Well, they won the championship back in 2012, and that's it.
But like this, look, still in Indiana. They went from Iowa to Indiana. Like, come on, that's like what else we need to talk about?
They've been calling her Larry Bird daughter this whole time. Look, there you go.
I saw on Pat McAfee's show, she was excited about it because Indianapolis is 5 hours away from her hometown. So, you know, her family and our fans can still stop by, you know, come through and see her and everything. So, saying that Midwest works out best.
Let's just say somebody in Iowa had a lot of farming equipment that went missing. Yeah.
But yeah, that's a big deal. Like I said, a lot of coverage, a lot of red carpet variety that we saw from the ladies. But
shouts out to Chicago for doing their best OKC impression, though.
They understood the assignment. Yeah.
Yes, we're gonna be big.
Yeah,
you have to deal with it.
Oh, we bodying out here. No, we aggressively bodying out here. You hear me? We battling in these boards, you hear me?
Yeah, they definitely did that. So
we gotta the give next props next for two that. Or three drafts, there's a lot of big name talents gonna be coming through. So that's another thing I wanted in the notes. Did y'all see that poll? I think we put that in the chat where there was like the demographic that watches WNBA games and like. Oh. Some people were surprised that it was black straight men or something like that. Like,
yeah.
But
well, we ain't gonna go that. Well, I'm not gonna go that with Jimmy right now. But it is what it is.
I told y'all, Bamani has become my new kind of like thing to watch. Right, and he broke it down perfectly for me to make it understand why the WNBA or women's basketball is more entertaining. Because for the first time, women's basketball is actually doing the cool thing that the NBA does, right? Logo three, shooting it up from half court, just coming down, fast break, pulling up from three-pointers. That's the cool shit that the NBA does. So now you get to see the women do it. So now it's just like, oh, okay, cool. Before that, they couldn't dunk like that. And when they
it was only a handful that were dunking in history. Yeah. In the WNBA.
And even then, it wasn't like they was windmilling this. They were tomahawking
it.
I mean, Brittany's drop stepping, you know what I'm saying? She gave me the old fundamental power dribble and two-handing it. But that was pretty much it. You had
I was like, yeah, that makes
Candace and Leslie with the, we call it the point guard dunk. We get that full head of steam and kind of pretty much rim graze it.
Yeah, but, right.
Yeah, they ain't that, like you said, it wasn't that many making the quote-unquote highlight play. The NBA has. So everybody, if they had a skill set, of course, can pull off the logo three.
Yeah.
Regardless of size.
Yeah, I've been 6 feet all my life. And even then, I can catch one off the rim. I was at one point in my life, I can catch one off the rim.
I don't think I've ever attempted one.
Never attempted one?
No, I never attempted that logo three.
Oh.
Oh, I did that all day, every day.
Oh, you didn't come to that game, huh? The women's basketball game when I attempted that half-court shot.
No.
For the free tuition.
Hey, wait a minute. Before you get to that, hey, these niggas used to be hilarious at the girls' games. Him and my boy, Jew. Shout out to Jew.
Boy, that was our babies, boy. Look,
hey, another BDC alumni. Hey, whoa. The niggas to be out there heckling other teams, talking about y'all scrunchies don't match y'all outfits. Talking about them girls all kind of crazy. Like they used to be out there wild. Hey, like, hey man, you need to come to the games, bro. We ain't nobody be there. We could be fun. That was this and that. I cleaned that had a hell of a time, dog. That shit was hilarious.
You want to talk about first class? treatment, nigga. Cause look, we the only ones like adamantly showing up, right? And we out there.
Mm-hmm. And then man, especially once we started, I know you wasn't playing with us all the time, but like we used to scrimmage, especially more in the summertime, scrimmage against the girls' team or whatever, because they were like, you know, they wanted to play against size and shit.
That's
like
how it started. Because then it was like, cause they kept saying y'all should come to our game, y'all should come to our game. So we were just like, all right, cool, we go to a game. And the shit was a little boring, so we was like, fuck it. We about to make this shit entertain or not. We about to make this something.
We ain't but it was trying to, but that was for tuition?
Yeah.
They gonna give you tuition? Oh, shit.
G had hooked that up through the UPC council.
Yeah, the paper shit, yeah. Damn, I wish I could have got some shit like that.
It was by sheer chance because I showed up. Because it was at, again, it's a women's basketball game. It was like, hey, you, come here. Yeah. You want to take a half court shot? Yeah, nigga, fuck.
Yeah. But Logo 3s, yeah, they definitely, once I got stronger, once I got to college, that shit was a thing, especially like getting played against the men's team. Some of them niggas that's my size, that's one thing. But once you playing against Lonnie and all them big 6'9", 6'10", shit, you ain't going to paint with that shit. You better practice that three-pointer. And the other dude that went to St. Oh, that's a twin.
Oh.
What's your boy name, Jimmy?
I know you're talking.
That damn station wagon.
Yeah. But,
man, you ain't going down there. Shit, a floater might not even work on them big-ass niggas.
Yeah, nah.
I think you know who we're talking about, Tony Love.
Fucking what was that nigga from Donaldsonville, though?
The one from Don, I think that was Lonnie, right? No, Donaldsonville was
the Duke. Dude, cause yeah, the light skinned dude, but he had cause he thought he was Jordan. Like, bro, when I say exact rep, had the pads and everything, bro. He wore number 23, Donaldsonville colors was red and black.
Yeah.
Bro, when I said it,
I think he had hops though.
Look, that he did. I give him that. Cause I think he took state in like what's that shit they do? When you got to jump backwards?
High jump.
That shit, yeah, and he said, Paul Volton.
Yeah, it was him. The other dude, I forgot his name. He was from somewhere up north. And then Alex, they was the state finalists.
Yeah.
All together. But, but yeah, good times. College days. But yeah, you better develop a jumper playing against them big motherfuckers. Let's switch over to NBA. A few surprises. One of them going on right now, Indiana punching back at the Bucks.
Can we back up for a second?
Yes, sir.
I don't think we talked about it, and maybe we have. What the fuck is going on in the Porter family?
We did touch on that. I don't know if he was on, but
I'm out of this time.
Nigga, like, why are you? I don't know, bro. That household, okay. something's up, bro. We got one nigga talking with porn stars on this podcast, which you keep saying we're doing this wrong. We got another nigga gambling on himself. The other nigga, what do you got? DUI? What was the other one?
Yeah, DUI. DUI.
I think he got 6 years.
Got 6 years for that.
Six? So this is not his first, clearly. Or was it a homicide? Yeah,
I think so it was a homicide on top. Yeah, it's definitely a combination of both.
So it's probably a vehicular manslaughter. Probably where the got six.
Either that or, because I know there is something like, there are some states, depending where you are.
After you get
once you get to a certain speed, because of the potential damage, they attach years to the level of speed that you were doing. So depending on what number he was pushing, that six might be warranted.
But Jonte, like in theory, that you like, yeah, man, you know, just bet the under, you know what I'm saying? You know, and I'll fake an injury.
20,000, my nigga.
Oh, somebody won a million.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying, but him, what he could, what other people did, he got.
Yeah, like why? All right, the first time you got away with it, how long you really thought this shit was gonna work before Vegas be like, hey, why niggas betting on you of all people? Like, nigga, you barely play.
The last thing you want is somebody to say, you see this shit?
Right. Yeah, pretty much. $1 million payout. You know what I'm saying?
You should have stretched that like every month and a half.
Not even that. Like every 6 months.
No, what he thought was nobody else was going to take that bet, right? Or they weren't going to hit big enough that it was going to then draw the attention of others. Yeah, like, yeah. We were going to do small bets. That's why he only was like $20,000,
$40,000
or whatever. $20,000, $21,000. Yeah, yeah. That's why, because we're going to do small bets to not attract the attention of it. But then this other motherfucker over here that ain't in on the plan, he don't hit for a mil. And now people like, wait, hold on. Was Vegas, mind you, not the NBA.
Not the NBA.
And it's always Vegas who reports the shit. Mm-hmm. You sit up there and want to talk about, you know, you don't want Vegas involved in Vegas influence. Vegas is always the one who reports the shit. Like, because like,
Vegas,
like
the you one said before, save you.
Because we don't want to do these payouts. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. We don't want to pay people their money back.
And you know, that's the funny shit about it, because again, y'all so, like you said, they're scared of Vegas, but not even in these, not even in the NBA, just in sports, right? Yeah. From Ray Rice to, like, Vegas always is like, hey, we got the field, like, right? Like, oh, we got it right here for you. In a nice little folder, just, God damn.
Commissioner, I don't think you saw the whole film. We got it here.
No investigation, no
nothing. Manila folder with confidential written on top of it.
Yeah, no, we got a message to send it to you right now. Okay, bye.
Zip file.
Exactly.
I don't know what's going on with the Porter family, man. They special group of guys.
They're beyond special. God damn, they're beyond special. That's all I can say on that.
But the playoffs, man, what's up with, I didn't even know Dame Lillard got hurt. Talking about his Achilles, like, when did that happen?
Yeah, Achilles tendonitis is the last thing I heard.
Yeah, that was happening toward the end. It was on the back end of the game. Like, they kind of had the game kind of on, well, they already lost the game, and they should have pulled him out, and he got hurt out there still trying.
Yeah, Pacers up 3 at halftime, 67-64.
No, nigga. Keep that same energy. If you're going to sit up here and talk about Fat Bastard getting hurt, keep that same energy, nigga.
Shoulder gang unite.
Stand on business. No doubt. That's facts, too. No, I cannot deny against that. By no shape or form, you are correct. Yeah, he got to get it how he live. You are correct.
Because if they lose this series, this Bucks season is a complete failure.
When they lose the series.
Yeah, they're going to lose the series.
So, like, I don't know. I don't know where you go from there if they lose this fucking series. Because that game shouldn't win overtime anyway. The one with Milton hit that three. Like, that was a prayer on that shit. But,
right.
Yeah, this would be the worst case scenario for them. You know, you fire the coach that you so-called hire for Giannis. You bring in Doc for quote unquote playoff experience, and
we need Doc gone.
He getting out coached.
You stuck with him.
What you say, Don Love?
You stuck with Doc for the next 3 years. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Good.
Bucks is paying three coaches right now,
which is ridiculous.
And that was another thing I remember too. Both the coaches from the 21 finals are no longer with their teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is the dumbest thing
from
ever.
From the 21 finals.
This is why I let you know the NBA is shit and they don't know talent to save their life.
Yeah, they don't believe in a plan for shit.
Exactly.
So
meanwhile, Doc Rivers still got a job.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Popovich got a job. Pop been sore for years now.
Yeah. That's different though. At least he had a culture there, and they just being loyal. He's other cats like, yo, y'all.
He is also the same person that got Dennis Rodman running point guard for the first half of the year this year with Wimby. Why you got that dude running point guard instead of Tyus Jones or go sign somebody? Like, why?
Because, like because you just bought 3 years.
So you just playing, you just trying shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you bored. You want, like you said, you wanted to retire anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Like I said, they need to get him a real point guard, and that should unlock Wimby, which is scary. Hey. What we saying, we got to unlock him to get him better than what he did this year.
There's a lot of people that need point guards. Let me tell you.
Right.
A lot of teams that need point guards.
Smoothie King Center. Go ahead, go ahead and get it off your chest, bro. Go ahead and say it now. Because OVC is giving the Pelicans that work. Go ahead and say it,
Jimmy. Are they really giving that work? Or they just like we are who we thought we were and they getting exposed?
No, they just gave the fuck up. That's it. That's
like Charles said, like sit on niggas to Galveston. Fuck out of here.
After game one, they just gave the fuck up. That's it. We quit. Yeah. Let's go home. Pack it up.
And that's why I said it's time for a change.
We made it to the playoffs. That's all they asked. That's all we got to do. Back it up. New Orleans loves us. Let's go home.
Yeah,
I think Willie Green going to be gone.
It's some changes. It changes got to happen.
What's the thing? It's either Willie or Zion.
Yeah, coaching players, somebody. Even if
somebody got to go.
That's going to be a hard sell for Willie to go because, like I said, he's increased the win total each year.
Hey,
what is he doing wrong?
I'm in favor of Willie. Don't get me wrong. I prefer Willie, but somebody got to go.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be CJ.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Please get him the fuck up out of here. Jesus Christ. Oh, God.
I'm going to tell you this, though. I feel like we still hurting from letting Josh Hart go.
This motherfucker was 9 of 30-something and thought Josh he was going to take the game-winning shot. What the fuck is wrong with him?
Hey, I'd rather have Josh Hart than CJ.
Josh Hart?
Over CJ.
It still doesn't solve the point guard problem.
No. I mean, but it's still it's like this. I still like this. I'd rather somebody aggressive than somebody worried about go sipping on some wine at the end of the game.
Hey, my nigga, I'll take JJ out of retirement from podcasting to come be the point guard over CJ McCullough. I'm cool. I'm cool. Like, I'm good. I just need no. He can't do this no more, bro. CJ got to go.
He's playing out of position. But he's also playing out of position.
Though. I know. It's not his fault. It really is.
Yeah, it's not his fault
because we need a point guard. And with the offense works because you built it around one man.
Yeah.
The problem is that man ain't there. And when he ain't there, right. Your offense don't work.
Exactly.
Which he's not there often.
And you can't keep running Alvarado all over the place because he just ain't got it in him like that.
Hey, them ankles give out every 3.5 minutes.
He's not that. Yeah, we can't depend on him.
You can tell how he run, like he's running careful, trying to not
hurt himself.
Yeah, and this shit still ain't working. Which I mean,
hey, bro.
But it's a tough matchup, like. Denver might have been a closer game because at least you had the size to compete with Jokic a little bit. But, you know, they ain't got nobody for Shea once the switch happened off of Herb. Once they get a good screen, Herb got a switch, then Shea is eating. Everybody's eating.
And Shea is like, keep Herb off me and we're going to win this.
And look.
Exactly.
And look, the one that I feel
put
the worst.
Put three y'all skinny motherfuckers together and give me a good screen.
The one that I feel the worst for in all of this. It's fucking Valanciunas because he out there playing his heart out. You hear me? Yeah. Like Valanciunas trying to get a postseason MVP. Like this motherfucker is rebounding his ass off, and it means nothing.
And you can tell he's gonna be gone.
Yeah,
he won't be there this year.
You can tell he's ready to go. Yeah, he's definitely ready to go.
Which is gonna fuck you because you gave away Jackson for him.
Yeah. Exactly.
Speaking of the Nuggets, Lakers finally got a win. First time, 2 years against the Nuggets? So we're looking at a gentleman's sweep. You know what I'm saying? later this week? Or do y'all see the Lakers winning more games?
Oh, hell no.
Not Denver. I don't even know why we have this conversation, honestly.
Damn. Moving on.
And then in the backtrack, fuck Barkley. Galveston is still a hot tourist destination.
No.
Galveston. I'm defending Galveston. Galveston is still a hot tourist destination.
No, it's not.
Go fuck yourself.
Working for
a company that has several hotels down there that make most.
Seven figure
revenue. Go fuck yourself. Galveston does good.
Let me get my Attican on, nigga. Nigga, get the fuck out of here. Nobody looking at that dirty ass water. What are you talking about? Seven figure revenue. Guess what? Those are the people that want to build a motherfucking wall and ain't never been nowhere. And then seven figure revenue.
People coming.
Keep America great, company. You got that right. So
I like how you always discount the money, bro.
I'm just saying, whatever kind of money you want. It's simple-minded motherfuckers that I don't want to be around.
Let me tell you what kind of money they playing with in Galveston. I know somebody who got a beach house in Galveston, got tired of his wife, and bought her the house next to his house so she could stay in it.
Yeah, I understand. See, that's just, that's simple-minded Texas, nigga. Who gives a fuck about this?
Simple-minded big money, though.
Yeah. Fuck Texas, nigga. You know, I'm still gonna feel what I feel at the end of the day. I deliver this bitch, but I'm gonna still call the motherfuckers out. They ain't shit at the end of the day. So.
Hot Tina knows.
I need to find out what Big Brains, Texas is.
What about, what y'all think about Anthony Edwards and the beating that he's giving these signs?
He is
challenging his illegitimate daddy. That's all he's doing right now. He's challenging. Yeah. Hey MJ, you know, you want to be Adidas? Guess what? Your illegitimate child is Adidas. Everything goes the way it's supposed to go.
Kids, so, what do you say when you meet a nice man?
Are you my family? So that's how he's out there
giving work and enjoying it all the way.
Man, I'm loving it. The only problem that I have with it, I wish Chris Paul was still on Phoenix to see this shit.
Oh yes. Who are you telling? Oh man.
Did him get that word too?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh hell yeah.
Matter of fact,
wasn't he at somebody game? He was at a game with his son, one of them games.
I love the fact that he got knocked out, period. But
him and Shea close. So probably OKC.
But that's another. I thought Phoenix would at least put up a fight. Bradley Beal talking about, I ain't never been swept in my life. Like, nigga, you about to learn today.
You gonna learn today.
FYI, never been robbed in my life.
What I love about Anthony Edwards,
he's turned Cat and Rudy Gobert into role players. So good job.
Nice. Yeah.
Facts.
Nice.
What's needed to be done?
More Cat for sure than Rudy. We already knew Rudy was Rudy. But Cat for sure. He needed to be.
Rudy's big. That's it. He tall.
Yeah.
That's right.
Let's just leave it at that. He tall.
And if he went defensive player of the year, this league is a fucking joke.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't deserve it this year.
The Clippers Mavs game was good earlier. They're tied 2-2 now. But
yeah.
Kyrie tried to pull off a miracle today to bring them boys back. But, and that's, Kyrie, and again, they're still with Kawhi. Well, Kawhi missed two games, right? Two or three?
Yeah.
Oh, he's good.
Three. But this is more Kyrie. This is more Kyrie trying to show everybody that Luka ain't shit. To not like he ain't shit, but like he ain't that guy that y'all think he is.
Hmm. Yeah, he was carrying him today. What else? Who else are we missing? Cleveland.
You can't keep them two on the same. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's tied 2-2 as well. I think the Magic gonna get the Cavs.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna get that. I don't know what it is about Cleveland. On paper, they look great, but for some reason.
It's the curse of LeBron. That's all that is.
I would throw Donovan Mitchell in there too. He's not gonna get you far.
It's the curse of Bob Sewell.
Yeah,
Bob Sewell.
Shout out to Florida State.
Damn.
Nah,
that nigga really
the curse of Hot Rod Williams. That's like
Craig Elo curse. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I was this
Harold
close.
Minor.
Almost blocked Jordan's shot. I was this close.
Yeah. Nate just collapsed on that bitch. That's been a good series back and forth. Celtics was looking a little shaky at first. But if Jimmy ain't going to be playing, then they should be able to close that one out. But of course, I have to say this for last. My Knicks had me stressing out today.
Hey man, cut it out, man. Your team got this, man. Just calm down. Shit, y'all gonna fuck around here and make it to the conference finals, man. Just relax, man. That's as far as y'all gonna go.
Hey man, game by game, because hey, early on we was getting all these open looks and wasn't making shit, and then Joel Embiid with his damn insurance fraud and shit, drawing these fouls, just swinging his arms up and shit. I can't stand that shit.
Like a good neighbor.
Yeah, fucking that shit was
amazing. Is Mike still not alone?
What, at our games?
Yeah.
No, he's been coming.
Okay. I didn't know if that was still a thing or not.
All right. Nah. Stop before.
Oh, no, I'm about to say
something. Yeah, I'm about to say something I ain't been saying, so I'm glad y'all say all of this shit. Because I'm about to take a shot at childbearing hips, and I guess the Lord on my heart told me to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I know what you were going to say. Don't say that. That was a little bit. Yeah. So I almost did the same thing.
Yeah, I was going there, nigga.
Yeah.
Hey, I got, you know what though? Technically, I have the right to go there because I can't even see. I'm on with my motherfucking eyes, but the way that motherfucking shit was wondering, it is what it is. But hey, I'm just gonna leave it at that.
No.
These views do not reflect the 2742 podcast.
But we supposed to not let that, you know, you attacking the handicap go. We just supposed to let that go. We're supposed to let that go.
Hey,
that was a long time ago.
Two-time offender.
Let it go.
Habitual line.
Here we are.
Hey, I will say, when B crying about New York fans being at the game, like, nigga, it's like a 2-hour train ride away. Like, yes, Knicks fans is going to be in Philly. Yes, they're going to be in Philly for the playoffs.
Exactly.
Are you crying about? Talking about, I never seen this in 10 years. Because y'all haven't played each other in the playoffs in 10 years. Like,
exactly.
I don't know. Like, he was crying over the game too, which it was fouls and he missed a timeout. But damn, bro, like, and then you out here doing insurance fraud. Like, I don't know.
He, unfortunately, he don't understand that. When any sport, when New York is winning,
everything,
it's good for
everything for the money, bro.
For the money.
I'm gonna be real local about it. That's that one nigga that when Lutcher and St. James played each other in the dome, he and the parish like where the holes at. My nigga, it's the only two high schools in the whole parish playing in the state championship. Ain't shit going on back home, bro. Like, what you talking about? What do you mean?
Everybody traveling.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Especially when it's a 2-hour ride. Fuck.
Yeah.
And I didn't look. And you don't realize that, right? Because you think New York is way on the other side of fucking the country.
It's right there.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's right there.
Especially D.C. to New York. I know friends that making that weekend trip.
That's yeah. Some people commute for their job for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people don't want to live in New York. They'll live in D.C. or Jersey or Philly and then commute to New York and work.
And look, the funny part about it, we saw it on the Cosby Show, right? Because, like, he went back and forth to Philadelphia for Temple and shit like that. Like, what the fuck? Like, wait a minute. And you don't realize. You think the motherfucker been traveling for 2 days or some shit. It's like, nah.
Nah. No more ride. But shout out to Brunson, 47 points, franchise record playoffs over Bernard King, 1 point.
The fuck is Embiid crying for anyway, bitch? Make a shot.
Nigga, especially, I'm about to say, especially when he went dead in the second half.
You worrying about the fans, nigga. The fuck is you?
I don't like how the refs missed the call. Maxi got called. With a better team, we're going to win. We're going to win this series.
That is offensive and racist, sir.
Oh, he's spot on and he ain't shit, so I concur with that.
Now, I will say Maxi is balling.
Yeah, Maxi's balling. It's Maxi's team, honestly. Up. Yeah. Actually, personally, I think it's Maxi's team.
Where the fuck is Tobias Harris?
He's
stealing money.
He made a couple of shots early today, but after that.
Oh, Tobias. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, him.
Yeah. Oh, Greg.
Tobias Harris over me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what made me think about it, right? Like, I know Jimmy hurt and all, but hey, it still ring true to this day, bro. Like, for real?
To this day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's. Hey, but they wanted to keep the ball in Ben Simmons' hands. That was the reason. That was the reasoning that they gave. They wanted to keep the ball in Ben Simmons' hands.
How'd that work out for you?
Exactly.
Trust the process.
It's a whole world. Whole world. But let's go ahead and take a quick break and we can come back and talk music. Interested to talk about this AI shit with being a single, but back in time.
All right. Okay.
All right, welcome back over to the music world. Still got to do that damn beef record bracket, but Chris Brown sending shots at Quavo. These niggas apparently fighting over a broad. Was not expecting this.
I wasn't too shocked by it because just off the strength of everybody know how crazy Chris is about Carucci. So like, yo, relax.
Hey, Quavo got a Carucci?
Yeah, this is what all this based off of.
Oh, man.
And we know how Chris rolled with that. So, like, you feeling that, Froggy?
And maybe it's just me, but I think she overrated. Yeah. Like, I don't see.
All these bitches is overrated.
Yeah, but we ain't been in that bedroom, though.
This is true.
But
you know how I feel about sharing the same 15 people in the industry. Like,
well, yeah, I get that part too, though. But it is like these cats, they feel what they feel.
What was the chick name that fucked Devin Booker in a hotel room or whatever and went on a podcast and told everybody about it? You remember, like, she sucked the whole Phoenix Suns dick or something like that?
Oh, damn.
I can't remember the chick name. Anyway, y'all know what I'm talking about. How the fuck they, like... Oh, you're not familiar with that story?
I'm not familiar with that story, no.
Oh, sir, we got to catch you up on another day.
Yeah, I might miss. Yeah, I missed that one, too.
But apparently it was, I forgot the chick name. But, yeah, because she had a friend with her, and she just kept saying, yeah, it was lit. It was lit. It was lit. And I'm like, what the fuck? But yeah, apparently this chick, she was supposed to be fucking one of the team, like one of the players on the team. Mm-hmm. And she was like, no, I want to fuck Devin Booker. So Devin Booker came in, he started fucking. And then a couple of other players came in, she started sucking their dick. And then it was just like, just basically the whole team got sucked off by this one chick that night. Again. I subscribe to the Pimp C notion on that. I ain't never been in a room with this man buck making no shit like that. I just can't do it, bro. I
right
understand that's a thing, and The closest I might have gotten to it was that one time when it was like, I'm gonna go next, right? Not a, I'm in the same room.
I'm like, chilling in the corner waiting my turn.
Yeah. Like,
that wasn't appealing.
You know, no kink shame in your dick. If that's what you're into, cool. But it ain't for me. I can't do it.
Yeah.
My name was AJ.
AJ?
Nah, that wasn't it, man. It was something, Selena, something Powell or something like that. Because she was on the Adam 22 podcast.
That's what it say. That's her name.
She fucked his wife.
On my birthday, Memorial Day weekend.
Maybe it's more.
Again, this podcast shit, we doing it wrong.
But yeah, man. So apparently, so Karrueche is the button for Chris Brown to go nuclear, apparently.
Again, I say, these niggas is 40, bro. What the fuck, dog? Like, what? How you got somebody, look, and it's gonna make sense to me, and it's funny as fuck to me. Somebody said, did Chris Brown wait till he became an adult to become a blood? And he was like, yeah, he went grad chapter. And I'm like, bro, like. Like, these niggas is funny and they beefing in the street. How the fuck you wait this long to won't be, like, I don't get it, though.
That's the thing. He's still been taking, Quiver was taking unnecessary shots still, and Chris was just minding his business, and he just had enough. And said, all right, I've been chilling long enough. You won't leave me alone. Now I got to go ignorant on you.
But all, said, even him, his ass old as, he old as fuck, too.
Right.
They wish that when Takeoff died, they wish it was you or somebody that they could see.
That's still, that was highly, like, disrespectful to the point of, like, yeah, we got to put this in the top three of all time. This song, for you to put that line in there. And you can tell he meant it from the devil's his soul. Nah, he meant that.
Yeah.
And because other people thought the same thing is what makes it even worse.
Selena Powell is the woman's name.
But and then with Quavo coming back and putting Takeoff on the song, was that AI or was that an old verse? I'm guessing it's AI.
I think it was an old verse. Well, no, because of the lyrics that was in there was kind of more current, so it might have been an AI.
But here's the thing. He could have had an old verse, put it through AI. They updated it with his voice on it. So
yeah, it's so tricky. Yeah.
With that being said, that goes to the other topic with Beanie Siegel saying that he wants to use AI, which is different for him because he's saying that he's going to write the lyrics and then train the AI with his vocals from old songs because he want, you know, because his voice is real raspy and low now after all his issues.
When he got shot and everything,
So. I semi get that, but like I said in the chat, it's like auto tunes on crack because it's like it's a souped up version of that shit. And so, I don't know, like because like what you can't tour with that shit. Like what you gonna do when you go on tour? So if you shoot the tour,
about 20 years ago, Tone Loc did an interview. I asked him, "Hey man, when the next Tone Loc album coming out?" He said, "Hey man. Don't nobody want to hear Tone Loc bust no fucking rhymes. Don't nobody want to hear no Beanie Siegel bust no fucking rhymes, bro. Like, look. You fuck with Beans, though. You fuck with what he was. Like, again, Jay-Z. You want to hear the old Jay-Z? Go buy that old album.
Oh, shit,
right? You're not gonna get the same Beans. You got this. Even if it's his lyrics, and those lyrics are new, they're going to be new lyrics, right? There's going to be a new perspective. So you're not gonna get the same Beans any fucking way that you're looking for. Just buy the old shit. Like, just go back and listen to this old shit. Nobody don't want to hear Beans bust no rhyme like that, man. Nobody don't want to hear with your beef with Puffy.
When he said that though, I got that that Draymond Green feeling, you know, ain't nobody love you like that, bro.
Yeah,
you know,
you're chasing that farewell tour.
I get it. You were great. I loved you. I loved you, man. But
okay, man. Shout out, Steve. Don't nobody hear you rap about slugging crack at 60 years old. Like, something wrong. Right.
Mm-hmm. And like, wait, you still doing? You still selling crack? Right. It's 24. Right.
Who's your credit card scamming or nothing? Like something?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. It could be updated, but like you said, but will it be good is the question.
You ain't got an insurance fraud nobody introduced you to? Oh, nothing.
Hey, they got this thing called FEMA out here that you know they're giving out checks. Like you just report some shit.
Like Raheem shows up just in time. Raheem, what you think about Biggie Siegel using AI to like enhance his vocals or to be his vocals?
Genius move, but it's gonna be more lawsuits behind it.
But how is it gonna be a lawsuit if he's the one that's doing it?
You talk about Drake?
No, Benny.
Benny Siegel.
What the fuck are you using that shit for?
Oh shit. Boy.
Get his voice back, nigga. Get his voice back.
Oh, well, as long as it's his voice, he, you know, pretty much basically all you have to do is just rap it. I mean, write it out or whatever.
That's what he said he's going to do. He's going to write the lyrics, and then he's going to train the AI with his old songs and then use the new lyrics with the AI.
But his whole ass should just quit, though.
Yeah. Shit. Hey,
He just got here, right?
Oh yeah. My god.
Hey, you had classic hits back in the day. I still rock it, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't let's just stay your past, you know what I mean?
Again. There you have it.
Again. He just got
this
here.
This is not scripted, folks.
Exactly.
At all. Pretty much reiterated everything we just said.
No. But I'm just saying, like, you know, like nigga hit the robot joint or whatever. I take that shit over using some AI bullshit.
Go the DLC
route.
Well, I mean,
he's still going. He's just training his voice though to do it though. But
here's the funny part. I'd rather hear a DLC joint before I hear a Beanie Siegel joint.
Hmm.
I'd be more interested in hearing a DLC joint than a Beanie Siegel joint. Let me say it like that.
Right.
I don't know how many times you gonna rap about socking somebody in the eye, bro. Like, we get it, nigga. He was a bully. You punched me.
Hey, I always used to say, man, if you think your life is hard, go listen to a Beanie Siegel record.
Right.
Right.
What to add content on there? Would you listen to a Freeway song before you listen to Beanie Siegel?
Yeah.
At this point, yes. Yes. I definitely have listened. I definitely have gotten more
it's
recent
the year
Freeway shit than Bean.
Yeah.
I definitely got more recent Freeway stuff than I got Beanie Siegel stuff.
There you go.
Good call. Damn, them niggas life been rough. They both been going through shit physically.
Right.
Come through swinging, right on time, baby.
but you did mention the Drake shit with the diss track. And him using what Tupac, Snoop, and who else he used?
Oh, Tupac, Snoop, and him.
This is a different like, too. Yeah.
Yeah, like what? Why is he opening that door?
It was like, actually kind of. It was genius and also kind of taunting in a way, right? So he basically used Tupac voice to represent the West Coast. He used Snoop voice to kind of egg it on a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Then he closed it out. It was a genius song, but I mean.
I am shocked by y'all.
No, they did just hit. They just hit some DCs.
I am shocked by y'all. Y'all are really sitting up here trying to make logic out of this light skin logic. Like seriously?
No. Yeah. As my barber said, man, these dudes are weirdos. I can't get on this.
Right. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to make logic out of this light skin shit. Like,
I'm not
out here posting pictures of in a Compton community college sweater and shit. Like sending subliminal shots, like. You know what I'm saying? Trying to say the baby ain't his and you in New York alone. Like, nigga, like, it's like really like some housewife shit.
Like, Only thing, again, like to echo off the Bean stuff, Rick Ross should have stayed out of this. It's like, let these little young niggas deal with this bullshit. Because this is bullshit.
Nigga.
Let it go.
Go back to your cows. Your fools.
Buy your homies. We said buy your homies island, man. It's in foreclosure right now.
Hey, he loved the Ross gotta be, yeah, the show, Ross gotta, yeah, Ross gotta be petty just to be petty, yo. Like, it's just in the depths of his soul. He can't help it.
And 50 just can't let up, right? 50 just can't, he just can't not be in it, right? Like, well, 50, fuck, yeah, nigga.
If anybody, hey, he's the innovator of this, of destroying people's careers, it's only right for him to speak.
But see, the sad part about it is 50 is a nigga on the sideline throwing rocks and ain't nobody paying no attention to it, right? Like, they got a whole fight going on and he just sneaking niggas. He just sneaking niggas.
Boy, like, just like, basically, you know what? He's like a city hall. We were pat. He just annoying.
Stop shooting that little shit.
Yeah. He's just pissing you off right now. Dude.
You broke my nose, man. Fucking, That shit, that wild. But yeah, the AI shit is, like you said, that is some, it's the weirdo shit. Like, because if anything, like, why, well, he could have used somebody from Compton. Like, why didn't he use somebody from Compton instead of just Tupac and, I don't know.
West Coast people just basically just kept it West Coast and I don't know. Because he's taking shots at Kendrick more than anything else.
He could
have
used.
So he felt like.
Could use who?
He could have used Mac Dre. He could have used just anybody. Bro.
He already stole Mac Dre lyrics before, so he had to come out.
Yeah. You can't do that with Mac Dre. That's why I say he went with. That's why I say he kept it with Finn.
Well, that's why
he reached out to Snoop, and Snoop was like, "Yeah, go on, do your thing." And of course, pop people is gonna be difficult regardless. So it is. It just is what it is.
They got a reason to be difficult, though. I ain't gonna lie. That got oversaturated real quick. Like, it was like as soon as Pac died, it was Tupac.
Yeah. For like
next 10 years.
Yeah. Right. But now it's been over damn near 20, and it's just like, come on now. Shit.
Yeah,
man.
That's what I mean. They need to be protective of all of it. You just don't let them use anybody.
True, but I mean, this is an AI situation, and he used new lyrics, so you can't really, what can you really say?
Yeah. And that's the problem with, that was the whole, well, I ain't gonna say the whole issue, but that was the issue with the whole writer strike and shit, right? Like, you can just, when you get funny with the AI shit and you can start skirting a whole lot of people getting paid or not getting paid by that token because, well, the computer did this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Which, we've been surprised by that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're already seen that coming anyway.
You're eliminating name, image, and likeness. No, it sounds like a computer to me. What you talking about?
Right. Which, again, I still don't understand how you niggas can watch The Matrix, Independence Day. What was the other Will Smith?
Terminator.
iRobot. You can watch all this fucking shit and still want to be in it. Nope.
They telling you right here what's happening to you.
My nigga, look.
You still want to take it serious. Like, goddamn. How many more context clues did you need, goddammit? Hey. You can't feel sorry for him.
You just finished watching Westworld, right? Like, you're fresh off, and you still ain't learned? Okay.
Yeah, like, I can't feel sorry for you. So when sit your ass over there boohoo and crying, but because look, remember, Tyler Perry pulled back from, he was about to do an extension because he wanted to see more into the AI situation.
There's no fucking way. You should have to scan. I should have to scan my ID in my phone just to watch porn. That is a travesty. That is a sin and a shame.
Thoughts, Stone of Love?
I agree.
That's all you need to be saying.
I mean, I'm forced to watch it at work now. At work.
Not the place you're supposed to be looking at it.
At work.
In a work area. This ain't work area, nigga. Work area, because that's all you get is downtown. You can't get it.
You can't even get into it, good, man. Wait, who's that? Somebody knocking?
Yeah, he has to be literally in his area for this shit to work. So that's crazy.
Last thing, Amanda Seales interview with Shannon, aka Messy Meyer.
Nigga.
I didn't watch hers yet, but I saw something.
It's the same old from her, man. At the end of the day, it's just the same old, same old.
Everybody did her wrong.
But yeah, see, that's like, one thing. I don't really follow her much of anything because I heard people like she's always in the middle of a combat. Like I kind of just don't entertain
it's
that.
It's like if they don't agree with her, it's a problem.
If they don't put up with her shit.
Shit, and that too, and that mainly too, though.
Look, like, now, so this, like I said, I don't really follow her. Like talking about, so like she was a child actress, right?
Yeah.
She's done that. Yeah, she's been around for a hot minute.
So she did that. So apparently she's been in music or something like that to a certain
degree. Yeah. She replaced
the girl for Natalie.
So like,
and Marsha's like, I was slapped fire this bitch, so I gotta get out this. So I gotta go.
So it's basically typical Hollywood shit.
Yeah.
With her, per se, yes. Like, does she have does she have talent? No doubt. But she's just so damn complicated.
But most people in Hollywood are complicated though. Like again, we just talked about it. It's a bunch of weirdos.
But, true, but she, I'm gonna say this, but she the one that she wants to call everybody on their shit, but nobody can call out on her shit.
Here's the thing. It is, you can be, bring it back to sports. You can be as difficult as you want as long as you bring it in championships. Amanda Seals ain't bringing in numbers like that for you to be that fucking difficult. That's the difference.
Right.
Ain't nobody going to see the next Amanda Seals project. Ain't nobody signing. I didn't even know she was a fucking child actor until you just said that because I'm trying to think of what the fuck she was acting in as a child. Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, she's been around. Like, they were showing that Nickelodeon vibe, but she was
That's what I mean. Yeah. We all know she did it. We just don't know what she did. Like,
right. It was minor.
What Biggie said, what's her name?
Yeah.
Light skinned Jermaine. Silly nigga, what's way in the rain?
Like, we get it, baby, but you ain't her, though, right? Like,
you always been around. You always do enough to be around, but not significant enough to be like you got power to think you can just shit on people.
All flowers do.
She's that player that you always include in the trade package to get it over the hump because it's like
Pat Beverly. Oh my God, Amanda Seals is Pat Beverly.
Oh, great fucking call. That is you can't get no motherfucking spot on than that.
And when you trade her, you gonna win the championship. That's how you get your chip. When you use all for the package.
And your negotiation is like, I'll give you a pat on top of it.
That's how she fit in Insecure. Like, she was in amazing, but her presence was just enough in the show where, okay, yeah, she fit perfectly in the show.
That's why I'm like, what are you complaining? You was in like 8 episodes the entire run of the show. What are you complaining about? How could that have been so excruciating and traumatizing for you?
Because of the fact they didn't give Lauren London the role, and I'm like, that wouldn't have worked. Honestly.
Again, who the fuck are you to dictate who should and shouldn't get a role?
And she created Issa Rae created the show. So shit, if she wanna
literally her work, shit.
It's her shit. So like, why is she not want to fight for her to be the person to play the role? If it's her shit, who gonna play better than me? I.e. Rocky.
And mind you, this is actually a spinoff of Issa's YouTube thing. With Black Girl, right?
Right.
Who the fuck else? Come on.
Is that going?
Lauren London looked like the awkward back. Come on, bro, stop.
Where's she awkward looking at? Where's the awkwardness at?
We gotta stop this Hollywood.
How you gonna look at her looking awkward? She can't even try if he wanted to look awkward.
Cause you're gonna do that same Hollywood shit where supposedly the ugly girl take off her glasses and let her hair down and all of a sudden she's the most beautiful girl in school. No, stop. That's not how this works.
Exactly. So again, wonderful BS of Hollywood.
And Shannon Sharpe just loving it.
And his show, I'm about done with him too, bro. Cause his show is starting to get, he's starting to get real Wendy Williams ish. Like, you only go on there to just be messy. You don't really have a message. You don't really want to talk about nothing.
Well, not... is that really him or is that the people that's coming on though?
But you are bringing them on your show for that because now you can't go back from Cat Williams, right?
You can't hit the million
and then go back to 30,000.
Somebody got to replace Maury, man. Somebody got to replace Maury in these streets, man. We need Maury. We need somebody to replace that energy, maybe. So why not get it in a full hour of just other random-ass people than stupid-ass people around here can't keep their legs closed or keep their dick in their pants? We have to get some people that's with significance. They can want to air out their bullshit.
Yeah, because the guest is doing all the talking.
Yeah. And he's just sitting back here rocking.
He's sitting back rocking, so it ain't like he's doing anything.
That's why I say it's more Wendy Williams-ish, because she would do the same thing. She would throw something out there, and she would watch them freak out and impose that.
Yeah, but she more diabolical. Like, Shannon just don't even know what the fuck. He just asked a question. Like, that's the problem with Shannon.
Oh yeah, man. When they call me that night before, they told me I had to be ready, man. They called me at 9:30 a.m. I was ready.
Mm-hmm. Come on, now I know these people.
Hey man, he's so damn country.
Yeah, so I mean, I think Shannon is being Shannon at the end of the day. So I was like, it's not a reach.
Oh yeah. Oh no, I get it. I just don't think he gets it. Where this is happening.
Yeah.
He's enjoying the ride, enjoying the success and the Noah Ryder. But he really thinks he's like doing like he think he Ed Bradley.
You know what I mean? I think he don't even know what Ed Bradley is. He just being Shannon. And then I just think he's just being him. This is the shit he do with people on every day that does feel comfortable talking to him. And he just getting paid for being him. But he could just put it in the eyes of the masses at the end of the day.
Notice the influences in my life, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, he don't know mass that communications. World, man. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you get sophistication, man. But, you know, you're around niggas, that gets washed down now.
Yeah, but by the time he realizes he's going to be so far into it, he's not going to be able to come back from it.
Exactly.
Because that's what you're going to be known for. And you're going to have to keep riding that same wave.
He's playing three different roles. He's doing the ESPN shit. He's doing the shit with Ocho. He's doing the shit by himself with the interviews. So it's like he's
diversifying himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like this, though. If this is a five-year run, he made more money in this five-year run than he made his whole NFL career. And he good. Like, this is a bonus retirement plan.
Here's the thing. There's going to come time he's going to have to make an adult decision because that mouse ain't going to keep taking this shit.
No doubt.
Somebody going to say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And then some dudes in some black suits, some men in black going to show up at his door.
Mm-hmm.
We need to holler at you.
Right. Well, that's why I said he better take this
and bring your playbook.
Just make enough of this, and you better be ready when it's time to jump ship. Just jump ship and let it go. Don't fight it.
Somebody going to say the wrong thing on there and going to piss out the wrong crowd.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
And the red dog's going to come for you.
Yeah. But that takes time, though. He got to learn like everybody else. So, you know.
The red dog, the ATF. The FBI, the IRS. You get where I'm going with the alphabet boys, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. When you said red dogs, I already knew where you were going. You said that, I was goody mob immediately when you said that.
Certain alphabets, you got to watch out for.
Right.
Tony Love, what have you learned this episode?
USC QBs get no respect. Boston will not start a black QB this year. Caitlin Clark only plays in front of a live TV audience. Ant has turned Cat and Gobert into role players. Bing, stop chasing that farewell tour, man. You did all right in this game.
Damn, you know, we'll use
the man, homie.
And Shannon Sharpe is the new Ed Bradley.
Whoa. I will say this though. I did like one thing about the draft. and it was a total flip moment, right? Like, we've come this far. And
I already know what you're about to say.
You had three black quarterbacks drafted out of the top five, and not one mention of them being a black quarterback. Yet, we had a cornerback, sixth last safety being drafted, and the whole talk was this white boy out here taking the nigga position. What are we?
The fact that they keep putting him as a slash safety is disrespectful.
Right. Like,
this man is out here returning kicks and shit, and you ain't even give him a chance to play corner, and you trying to convert him to what's the white dude for Minnesota?
Harrison Smith?
Yeah. You're already trying to convert him out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, let that man be Jason Sehorn and play on that corner.
Like the Kelsey brother said, defensive back is hard. They only let black people play.
They had to keep it a buck, y'all. If anybody had to keep it a buck, it's them cats, boy. Let me know. If anybody,
like what Monty say, man. Hey, man, these are the white coaches that's doing their own people bad.
Right.
They ain't even giving niggas a chance.
Right. Immediately. Not on this island.
No. They ain't even getting into camp to try it out in the team. They like, nah, we're gonna go ahead and just roll you over to the safety spot.
Or linebackers. We're gonna put you in the linebacker.
We'll occasionally put you in the slot. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want you nowhere in that secondary. Anything say secondary, you don't belong.
The last white man that got stranded on the island by himself got rid of his ball. No.
No, Wilson.
You good. We good. We're not going to start this trend at all, bro. It's not about to happen. Oh, my God, damn, boy. I mean, ain't no mention, oh, this is a black quarterback or just, you know, the same, like, he's a running quarterback and shit. None of that shit, right? Like, all arm strength, accuracy, all the shit.
Because now, not just black quarterbacks, but all quarterbacks now, the expectation is you got to be some type of mogul.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's no more statues coming out.
Ain't no not necessarily mobile, but athletic.
Hey,
pocket presence.
Yeah.
And mobility.
I just saying that, right? I say, ain't no more Peyton Manning. His son is his nephew is a mobile quarterback.
Yeah.
All right. Even he got that. Well,
he got the granddaddy genes.
Right.
No, he got his daddy genes because Cooper was out there running for, you know, he was a wide receiver. So, you know, he already got the athletic ability because of Cooper, you know, because Cooper was the most athletic of the group. That's why he kept tearing up his knees because he's doing shit he ain't supposed to be doing.
You selling side, nigga.
Oh, good callback. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
But yeah, there's no such thing no more. The 6'6", 250-pound, 5-step drop, take the hit, you know, and throw the ball. That shit ain't happening no more. RPOs, bootlegs, all that shit is no more.
When the last time you heard pressure in the pocket? Like, fuck the pocket. We out of
this. We out of this, bitch. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, I'm out.
And that might be, Justin Hubert could be the last one of the pocket actually quarterback.
Nah, he moved around too, though.
Not like that. He more statue, though. That ain't no moving around, honestly. If you want to call that moving around, that ain't good moving around. I'm going to say that right now. He looked more of the last statue quarterback in the league to me.
They got too many of these 300-pound motherfuckers out here running 4.5s.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't be. You better make a decision.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a life decision. Literally.
They might be running a 4.5, but they ain't doing good on the cone drill. So you got to, you know, get that first step and get up out of there and make the miss.
Yeah, that's where, like, the Drew, you got to be out of athletic or Drew Brees. You can be quick and know where to throw that bitch accurately. Like, they better be what I say or run for your life.
Tom Brady, right? The last 10 years of his career. Yeah. I'm going to throw it to this spot. He better beat it.
Right. Better be there.
Mm-hmm. And then if I don't like what I see coming off the snap, I'm just going to throw it in the dirt.
That's it.
Yep.
We're going to get this next possession.
I'm going to throw it at somebody's feet.
Yep. And that's where the league is today. So.
Hey, you can win like that.
Clearly. Yeah. Shout out to Mahomes and his new receiver.
God damn, nigga.
Receivers.
Right. Hey, he's got more than one.
Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So
I feel like they drafted
God another God damn it, man. You a fucking hope killer there. God damn. I forgot about Hollywood. Oh, y'all
forgot about Hollywood?
Yeah, I forgot about Hollywood, man.
I feel like they drafted another wide receiver, too.
Shit. Hey, because what's going to be scary is that throwing a bubble screen and that shit breaking for 60. Like, that shit going to be fucking nerve-wracking. It's like, oh yeah, we're gonna blitz him. Oh shit, bubble. Niggas out. Niggas walking up the side.
And that's the bad part about it is you can't really do much about it.
And then and these motherfuckers gonna do that ring around the rosy huddle again.
All day.
I wish somebody could bring a BB gun out on the field, man, and pluck them niggas when they do that shit. That's fucking so annoying as fuck. I just want you to pluck for that shit. I don't want to hurt him. Just get him with a BB gun. Just like, get your asses in the fucking line and fucking go play.
Oh, they got that tight end from TCU. That's what it was.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
Oh shit. Oh, fuck it.
Be a Raider fan. But that's a wrap.
I don't know. You know what? I thought about being a Texas fan, but then I realized there's too many Ohio State motherfuckers on that team, and I can't do that.
Good call.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Shit. And you won't talk about shitty ass quarterbacks coming from a school. Come on.
Yeah,
I can't trust Ohio State. Stroud is
holding
them
up. That's about it. At this point, Stroud is the only one holding them up.
Yeah.
They been got Herb Street the fuck up out of there.
Yeah.
All right, man.
I'll leave it at that.
This show, we still got a Raider fan on the podcast.
Still here.
By default. Motherfucker.
Hey, man.
By default.
Whatever. You like the black and silver, man. But we be back next week.
Just win, baby.
Just win.
Just win and run a full three.
Still you know what I'm saying? Fuck all y'all.
All right. Later.
All right. Later.